Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, communication is such a key in any relationship, but are you too tired and wired to talk to your partner? Do you know, at the end of the day, is it just becomes so routine that it's this, that, you know exactly what to expect? Well, maybe that's not the way we need to be going about things. And my guest is Marcelle Pick. She's a nurse practitioner and the author of Is It Me or My Hormones? So, Marcelle, let's talk about relationship monotony. How do we get ourselves out of this, you know, rut we're stuck in with our loved ones?
Well, you know, I was just actually having a conversation with a patient a couple of hours ago, and I think when you've been married for a long time, it's really keeping that communication open. What's crucial in our relationships is that you come to a point that we kind of take it for granted, that we don't really have kind of the pizzazz she was talking about. I've been married for 30 years, and, you know, sex is okay. There's nothing much to it. And what I really was talking about is you got to get the pizzazz back, which is if you really want to stay in the marriage and the relationship, or, you know, if you're not married in the relationship, then it's about really finding out for each other how you've grown, how you're different. What are some of the new things that you can do? What are some of the new sexual experiences that you may want to actually, you know, look at together? But all of that is about really keeping communication open. Now, the interesting part is if you are not healthy and you're 50 pounds overweight, that will be an amazing place to start, is to care enough about yourself, is that you take care of your physiology, that you make sure that your hormones are balanced for men and women alike. Because when they feel good physically, it makes a huge difference in terms of how they respond physiologically as well. And for many men, if they have low testosterone levels, that could be a significant problem. So getting those hormones balanced by the dietary pieces, by exercise, by using some nutrients is a great place to start. And then from there, it's impeccable communication, even about the hard things, which is, you know, talking to your partner about what you like sexually, if that's one of the issues, or figuring out how to have date nights, if that's another problem, or learning how to communicate, if that's an issue. So it's really the connection that's crucial.
Well, and
couples.
Things, Marcelle, you know, get into very routine for so many couples.
Yes, they
and it
do.
Becomes, you know, almost comfortable, but yet, you know, you think to yourself, okay, we're going to have dinner, we're going to go to bed, we're going to watch this show, we're going to do whatever, and there just doesn't seem to be any motivation to change that up and say, okay, well, maybe we should try this, especially if they're raising kids.
Right.
So what advice do you have for couples in that situation? There's kids in the house. Sometimes the kids stay up later than you do.
Yep.
What do you do?
You know, I mean, there's lots of things to do. It depends on how old the kids are. You know, if we're talking about teenagers and you may even want to go away for the weekend and have somebody babysit the kids, and you might want to look at where can you go that's really comfortable. It's having date nights. It's having nights in which you kind of do something a little differently. If the kids are younger, you put the kids to bed and you have a candlelight dinner that you have that you put together, even if it's stuff that you get at Chinese takeout, but you still sit down together at a later time to talk. That you find a ritual in the afternoon or evening that when the kids are in bed, if they're younger and if they're older, that you find a time to connect after the day's done. Because what happens is it's usually about the kids and the office and this, that, and the other. You don't find a way to reconnect. And connection for women is imperative. You know, that's where men and women are very different. Men tend to be very kind of turned on, if you will, in terms of kind of the physical pieces. Again, it's not across the board true, but that is one of the bigger differences. And women tend to be much more kind of relationship oriented. How was your day? What's going on with you? You look wonderful. What can I do for you? Those kinds of things are what really turns women on. And men and women lose their sensuality. They're so tired of taking care of everybody else that the last thing on their minds is kind of connecting up, even in a sexual way. So it's reestablishing for themselves and also finding things in their life that they can do to fill up their own cup.
Well, and
cannot
also,
give to others if you're not full.
And you also, you know, there's things that take up our minds, Marcel, yeah. and our minds get so busy thinking of the bills that need it. Women, we multitask, and we
yes,
think.
We do.
And, you know, I mean, magically the toilet paper appears on the rolls, and magically the bathroom has cleaned itself, and and sometimes the other people in the household don't even realize the details and the things that we do just because that's what we do as women. So how do we take that, all of that stuff, that minutia in our mind, and clear it out enough, including the bills and everything, the grocery list, and get that out of there long enough to even look at some of this relationship stuff? It
well,
seems
I mean,
like
it's a great question, but women need to learn how to be what we call be here now. And I think a lot of times we're always thinking about tomorrow or about the next thing that needs to be accomplished. And in order to be present, even with our kids, we need to be present in the moment. It's a very difficult thing to learn. It's talked about in meditation all the time. So it's really being able to savor the moment. And, you know, a lot of people that have had really significant illnesses or things happen like a car crash or something like that. One of my friend's sons was just hit by a car, and he was in the hospital for month after month. And one of the things she really kind of has reminded me of is the importance of really reveling in the moment at hand. So it's reminding ourselves that we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and if we can learn to be present now, in today, we can also fill up our own vessel with things that we love to do. We actually have more to give and more ability to be present. And yes, we have the bills, we have this, but the truth is, worrying about them all the time doesn't make them go away, and worrying about them doesn't make it get dealt with faster. You know, we have an illusion about it, and it actually just changes your physiology without changing the outcome at all.
Now, what about listening? Because we have to be, as you say, in the moment, we have to be present.
Yeah.
And I find it easier, and this is my own personal little revelation here, to listen to my children talk about what they're doing, their day, their school. I love to hear that. But then when my husband goes on about what's happening at his work, I tune out and go back to what I was doing. Why is that?
Well, again, you know, as mothers, we're supposed to be listening to our kids to find out what's going on. And you may need to kind of learn how to do it differently and say, okay, I'm going to listen for 4 minutes. Or I'm going to listen for 5 minutes, but even make that agreement. Or I can't talk right now, but I can talk. Can we have a date in 10 minutes or 2 hours or 45 minutes so that you are ready to be able to take it in? I mean, it's again, all of this is about practice. And all of this is about what works for you may not work for somebody else. But finding out what it is that works in your relationship or in your life, that's actually key here. And the beauty of this is that we're all different. And so it's picking and choosing techniques that work for you.
And that's what we all have to do. We have to learn
right.
what works and how to turn down the sounds in our head that tell
right.
us, oh, you've got to make that grocery list for tomorrow and you've got those
right.
bills, you need to line them up. And, you know, so we need to turn those sounds down. What do you think of
right.
things like, you know, even meditation, self-meditation?
Absolutely. Things things are great.
You know,
those
bring ourselves into ourselves.
Absolutely, but there's a key piece that we're not talking about, and that I talked a lot in my book, my second book, Is It Me or My Adrenals, that used to be called Are You Tired and Wired? And we have to learn enough about ourselves to be introspective, I call that, to understand that what our story is. And an example of this might be a young girl whose father was actually, you know, quite angry in the household, so that she becomes what we call hypervigilant in her world around her because she's kind of waiting for somebody to be screaming, or she has a boss that does, so it puts her back into that, you know, state of being terrified. What happens with that is it actually causes physiological changes in the body, and it changes how she behaves. So she's always wanting to be a good girl, or she's wanting to be perfect or do
now, Marcel,
perfectly.
We only have about 10 seconds left.
Okay, so it's just learning about self.
It's
understanding
about
what
yourself.
You need to do things different and how your patterns of your behavior affect you.
And your website where people can get more information is?
WomenToWomen.com.
WomenToWomen.com, and the author of Is It Me or My Hormones? You can see more information at WomenToWomen.com. This is Melanie Cole, and remember, ladies, take care of yourself and work on those relationships, and, you know, then you can take care of all those other people. Stay well.